Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God." Pardon me. "Everyone who listens to my Father and who learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and never die. I am the living bread come down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
What country was Jesus from? Anybody know that? What country was Jesus from? City. What's the country? That's a city. So it's like Des Moines. Des Moines is in. Yeah. Okay, got it. Israel. Okay? The country's called Israel. And it's sort of in the middle of the part of the world that we call the Middle East. Who knows where Ethiopia is?
Africa.
Is that what we said?
That's in Africa.
Yeah. It's in Africa. It's in the middle and to the far west of Africa. That is nowhere near Israel. It is a long, long, long way away. And Father forgot to look at home, which is why he was punching on his phone just before the gospel. It's 2,500 miles from Jerusalem. From Ethiopia to Jerusalem, 2,500 miles away. That's like the span of the country, okay? This guy in the first reading, he's from there. And the reason he's from there is because we hop the way back, all the way back to the Old Testament, there was a real famous king who, when he was a kid, killed a giant. What was his name? David. Remember David and Goliath? Slingshot? Okay. Well, David becomes king, and David has a son. And the son's name is Solomon. And Solomon was really wise. He was the wisest man in all the world. He was so wise that even all this time ago, 1,000 years before Jesus, 3,000 years from now, people 2,500 miles away knew about King Solomon. He was that smart. And so the queen of Ethiopia, on the far west side of Africa, travels all the way up to Israel in order to meet King Solomon and ask his advice. And while she's there, they fall in love. He marries her, and she becomes pregnant with his baby. But then, for other reasons, she has to leave and go back Africa. But she carries with her his baby. And so, in Ethiopia, 2,500 miles from where Jesus and all that action takes place, there's another community of Jews who live and worship just like the Jews do in Israel. Well, God's promise to Abraham and his children, it wasn't just for that one country. So today's first reading, this guy reading the book while he's in the car, basically, is how God answers that promise. Because there's this man from Ethiopia, and he's reading the scripture, because he's been raised with the scriptures. He knows what they are, but he can't understand what they mean. Isaiah prophesied that one would come with great power, but let himself be led like a lamb to slaughter. It doesn't make sense because powerful people don't get themselves killed, do they? That's like the opposite of what the good guy in the movies does. As he's behind, and he hears him. And he asks him what he's reading and why he's puzzled. And he preaches a sermon to the guy. He climbs up into the cart, and they ride together down the road. And he explains to him that in the wisdom of God, the most powerful person who ever lived did let himself be killed, was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and that from that, everyone, from Ethiopia to Israel, from Iowa to Antarctica, everyone has life. And the man from Ethiopia, he's so amazed by what the Lord tells him. He says, well, this is true. There's a river right there. Why can't I be baptized? And so he is. And so the nation of Ethiopia becomes the first Christian nation. Because that man goes back to Ethiopia and converts all his people. Now, part of the lesson here is, this stuff we do here is old. It's real old. It's really, really, really old, and older than anything that you'll end up touching in a museum. Because people have been doing this in Israel and Ethiopia from the very beginning. And if you go there and you watch the way they have Eucharist, it looks and sounds very much like what we do here. But the more important lesson is the one that Philip taught the man. God shows us what it means to be strong when he's weakest. God gives us his life through the food and the drink he offers. That's why Jesus is so insistent. I, Jesus, am the living bread. Come down from heaven, and whoever eats this bread will live forever. And it's the reason, you know, sometimes it's just long and boring, and the guy in charge wears weird clothes, and I don't understand what's going on. It's the reason we keep getting you to come here. Because this is where the living bread is, come down from heaven. Every time my senior or I stretch out our hands over the bread and the wine, every time we say those precious words of Jesus, the bread comes down again from heaven. And we who share it have life that lasts forever. The Ethiopian, the man of heart, he already knew something of God. He was excited. It took someone talking to him from the outside to make the connection, to make sense. Every one of you has God living inside you. We need each other to be able to speak that word from the outside, to make the connection.